Russia's president has proclaimed the annexation of four Ukrainian regions with a public celebration in Moscow's Red Square. The UN Security Council failed to pass a resolution condemning the move after Moscow used its veto power to block it. Our diplomatic editor James Bayes has more now from the United Nations in New York.
It's worth noting that most of the Security Council supported this resolution, although it was vetoed by Russia. But there were four countries that decided they were going to abstain: China, India, Brazil and Gabon. What happens next is that this will now be taken by the US to the General Assembly of the United Nations, where all 193 member states get their view, and a similar sort of resolution we expect to be put to the vote at some point next week.
Our military officers in Burkina Faso have overthrown the president. An officer made the announcement on state television. The new leader is Captain Ibrahim Traore. He says President Paul Henri Damiba was removed because of ongoing security failures. Hurricane Ian has been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone after making landfall in South Carolina. The storm knocked out power to more than 170,000 people and caused extensive flooding. But before hitting South Carolina, the hurricane caused major damage in Florida. At least 21 people have been killed there. It is one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the U.S., with widespread devastation affecting millions of people. Denmark's energy agency says gas leaks from two major pipelines that run from Russia to Germany are expected to stop over the weekend. On Monday, four ruptures were discovered in the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, which transport gas under the Baltic Sea. The EU is calling for an urgent investigation, while Russia has accused the West of sabotage. The Tanzanian government has won a land dispute case against Maasai herders living on the edge of game reserves. The East African Court of Justice found the group failed to prove their eviction from ancestral land was illegal. Evictions began in 2017 from areas surrounding the Serengeti National Park. The government has already relocated up to 50,000 Maasai. They plan to appeal the decision next week.